Everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and a lot of it? It's like 2 is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is, in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelchet. Adam, hello, welcome.
Hello, Dave, and hello, listeners, to an edition of Revolution Rock here on your Saturday night. If you're listening from Windsor, Ontario, we are live. Of course, you may also be listening to us. We are broadcast and syndicated across Canada on various radio stations, and a very big thank you, I should say, to all those radio stations that do syndicate us. On this episode, we're going to be playing a lot of newer music and some classics, brand new music from Kola, so we're very excited to play something from that record. We're going to get some material from The Burning Hell, Trampoline Delay. We're going to be playing some stuff from The Rambling Ambassadors, as well a brand new single from Ducks Limited. And we're also going to be highlighting a massive anniversary, one that we've kind of celebrated before. I think it was for the 25th anniversary, but, you know, it's so nice. Let's do it twice. We're celebrating 30 years of B-1000 by Guided by Voices.
That's right, and we're going to be playing a bunch of songs. And even though we're playing a bunch of songs, it's not that long of a set.
No, I mean, the album itself is 36 minutes. We probably could have played the whole thing, but, you know, we did focus on the album a few years ago, so, you know, we don't want to be too redundant. It is a fantastic record. We'll get into some of the history and why it's so important later on. Mm-hmm. And another thing we do have to mention, and this is a little bit of a lower note, is that we're going to be paying tribute to a fallen musician, someone who recently passed away at 71 years old, the great no-wave artist James Chance.
Yeah, part of the no-wave scene in downtown New York in the late 70s, early 80s, and the whole purpose of No Wave was to, I guess, be the opposite of what New Wave was. Unpolished, noisy, avant-garde, and also mix it with danceable rhythms, which it's hard to deny listening to any of the James Chance and the Contortion songs that he didn't do that, because he did. And he did it so well, and it was so different. So different.
Yeah, and his background was not really rock and roll. He came to New York as a young man to actually become a jazz musician, but he didn't really jive well with the jazz scene there. He thought it was a little bit too bougie, and he found that he clicked more with the art and rock scenes there. And then he became kind of shoulder to shoulder with a lot of people who would eventually go on to be no wave luminaries. And then I would say James Chance probably became, in his own way, outside of Lydia Lunch, the biggest name out of that entire enclave. And the music he made was extremely confrontational. It was without any sort of censorship. It was without any sort of reserve. We're going to talk about the intensity of his music, and you're going to hear some of it as we play a selection of music from James Chance, his various bands, including The Contortions, James White and the Blacks, Pill Factory, and much more.
Yes. We should also mention he was briefly a member of Teenage Jesus and the Jerks.
Oh, that's true. So talk about luminaries of the new wave scene.
Yeah, with Lydia Lunch. And he did make, I think, 3 or 4 songs they recorded, and it came out like after the fact. But we're going to be playing one of those songs. You can definitely tell it's him because of the saxophone. So we're going to play some of that a little later. But we're going to get started off with some newer stuff. Very surprised at this album that dropped. Brand new stuff from the band Cola.
Yeah, and this one is, I think, more tempered, a little bit more focused than their previous release. Definitely, I think they're getting into a greater use of harmony and space in their compositions, which I'm really appreciating. They're almost verging on shoegaze at certain points, and at others, power pop. I really like the direction this album is heading in. It's called The Gloss, and we're going to hear from The Gloss by Cola, Bell Wheel. I almost said big wheel. Huge difference.
Big wheel, bell wheel, very big difference.
Very big difference. And then we're going to kind of go on an unofficial theme here as we hear some other bands in this set that I guess you can say they kind of have a lo-fi sound, which is going to work well with the upcoming Guided by Voices set we're going to be having thereafter.
Should we also mention the other thing?
Oh, we'll mention that later.
Okay. All right, so let's get started.
Oh, wait, actually, Dave, we should mention one thing.
What's that?
We're recognized. People like us.
Yes, we won a Crabo, which is community radio. It's like a broadcasting award from the NCRA, the National Campus Radio Association. So I want to thank them and for selecting us for the best show, rock, music, or similar. And the show that was nominated was one we did in October of last year where we spoke with Tommy Stinson of The Replacements when he was coming through town with his recent recording project, Cowboys in the Campfire.
Yeah, so a huge thank you once again for consideration of the show and for selecting us. It's a huge honor. And yes, I've said for years, I want a Crabo, not knowing what it was, but now I know, and I'm so glad we have one.
And if you want to find out about that and even hear some of the clips from the episode, you can head to the NCRA's National Campus Radio Association's website. To see that and hear that. So thanks again to the NCRA and everyone that voted for us, and anyone that's ever really listened to this show at any point in its history, we thank you. Let's get on with the music, which is what we usually try to do. Let's get going with the music. Brand new music from Cola here on Revolution Rock. Yes!
You are tuned in to CJAM 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Revolution Rock. Adam and Dave here, and we're coming back from a set featuring a kind of a survey of music, some power pop lo-fi music, especially with that last track that we heard, going back to an earlier record from Meg Remy and U.S. Girls.
Yeah, that was back in 2012. What song did we hear?
We heard the song Jack, and that was taken from the album Gem. One of my favorites from the early discography of that group. Fantastic stuff. Also fantastic what we heard before that, a band called Telstar Drugs.
Yes. We've played them before, but I think it's been a while. We heard the song Pulley, and that's from their album Sometime?
Sonatine.
Sonatine.
Sometime, Sonatine,
Sometime,
you know.
Sonatine. Before that, we heard My Room by Eric's Trip, a band that features Rick White, Julie Doran, and I'm forgetting the name of the third person.
And it's interesting because we actually have references to both those musicians from our previous episode. We played something from Rick White and the Sadie's new release, and we played something also from
Julie Doran.
Julie Doran, yeah. So
Who plays bass in that band.
Yeah, I should have just said her name. I don't know why I was waiting for you to say it. But,
but thank you.
But I was just going to mention, if people do want to know what we played on the last episode or any of our previous episodes, they should go to the website, which is revrock.blogspot.com. And there Dave eventually gets around to uploading
it,
the
yes.
Playlist. But it's good. It features a lot of information about the bands we love, the music that we play, and some of the musicians we've interviewed throughout the years. You can see the full uncut editions of those interviews there as well.
Music from Weed before that. This is a band based out of Vancouver, BC, that we actually played not too long ago on the show, one of their albums, but not this one.
No, this one is from 2010. It's titled Deserve, and we heard the track Gunshy from that. And then we started things off with brand new music from Cola. We heard something from their sophomore release called The Gloss, and we heard Bell Wheel.
That's how we started the show. Coming up next, we're going to be playing a bunch of tracks from this album that came out in 1994.
Yep, we are playing Guided by Voices B-1000. Just wanted to mention it's celebrating a 30th anniversary this week.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked at length about this record already in a previous episode, but it's a very great record, and I feel like
we should talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it. So go on, Dave.
What should we say?
Maybe we should talk about the album title.
B-1000. That's the title. I don't know anything
that
else
beyond
that.
That was so insightful.
But anyways, this is a very important album in the discography. It was their 7th album, but it was the first album they recorded themselves. And that could be for a lot of reasons, but also because Guided by Voices had been around for quite a while by this point, I think a decade, and they would always would change members, although the lineup on this album is often referred to as their classic lineup.
Yeah, which is funny because, as you said, they had changed their lineup significantly in the ensuing years, and it's funny that this part of their career is looked upon as the classic lineup, probably because it was some of their best-known material. But yeah, really, you looked at Robert Pollard, and you looked at Tobin Sprout, and you know various other musicians that have been throughout the band. Really, I think you just have to look at Pollard as being the linchpin of the group. He's been the constant.
And
he was very vocal, saying at some points, going into this album, after almost a decade with the group, he was pretty much disillusioned. He was thinking he was never going to have his quote-unquote break, and he just wanted to make a final record just to put some music out there. So for all intents and purposes, this was actually going to be GBV's final record.
That's true, and the songs were all recorded on 4 tracks at various members' houses in basements, and there may or may not have been alcohol involved.
Oh, I imagine there was none whatsoever.
There's definitely some high kicks, though.
There's a lot of high kicks. For those who are not familiar, Robert Pollard was someone who drank profusely on stage during these halcyon days of GBV and would high kick a lot, definitely influenced by bands like The Who. With that said, he's definitely cut down over the years, both with drinking and with high kicking. But, he still can rock it quite a bit on stage.
I think he still does do the high kick.
He does it. He has admitted that he sometimes needs to have a back massage afterwards. But
I don't know about that last part.
Well, but, you know, with that said, this album is significant because it got some attention for Guided by Voices. There were some successful singles off of it. It got them a lot of critical praise, and this sold a lot of records, so much so that some of these smaller imprints that they were on, they no longer had to rely upon these smaller labels, and they moved up to bigger independent labels. Like, their next record would be released on Matador, as an example.
Which, at the time, was not as big of a label as it is now, but it was a step up. And this was the beginning of, although it wasn't technically the beginning of Guided by Voices, it was the beginning of their popularity and people kind of finding this band and loving this band. And I think it's also part of the characters in the songs, the character each song has. He wanted it to sound like Beatles bootlegs, old Beatles bootlegs, mm-hmm. I read. And a lot of the songs, sometimes parts drop out, parts go missing, the song ends, another song starts. It's just, I don't know how else to... It's like a collage. It's an audio collage, really.
I love that because the cover of the album itself features some pre-collage. It features cutouts like you would have inside a zine or something else where you have cutout art. And I think you're right. It is like a collage. You have elements that contrast and juxtapose to each other in ways that, in a way, shouldn't make sense, but they work. And I think the weird... juxtaposition for these songs, along with the production, the lack of production value actually acts as another instrument. Like, you're hearing feedback and weird like effects that you get for very brutally simplistic audio recording technology that somehow makes elements add to the song. And yeah, I agree with something Dave said here. Every single song on this record has a character. It feels fully developed, even though most of these songs are no more than 2 minutes long.
Some are even less.
Some are significantly less.
And we'll hear some of those.
We definitely will. In fact, we're going to hear a spattering of them. We're basically going to hear, I think, half the record. But, you know, it's been out for 30 years. No spoilers to say it's fantastic. Do yourself a favor. Check out this album, B-1000 by Guided by Voices. Honestly, one of the best indie rock, alternative, whatever you want to call it, best rock records ever released.
Let's get to it. We're starting off with the first track. The first two tracks on this album, we're going to hear Hardcore UFOs, and then we're going to hear the next track. What's the next track?
Oh, that'd be Buzzards and Deadly Crows.
All right. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM, also syndicating throughout Canada, and this is Guided by Voices.